It's Monday, October 15th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Hurricane Michael strengthened into a Category 4 storm with winds of up to 155 miles per hour on Wednesday, shattering buildings, bringing down power lines, and ripping out trees as it crashed ashore and caused deep seawater flooding with storm surges as high as 14 feet in some areas of Florida's Gulf Coast, reports the Daily Mail. Together, Hurricane Michael and Florence have spawned billions of highly aggressive monster mosquitoes, giant bloodsuckers which have a voracious appetite, zebra stripes, and are 5 times bigger than traditional mosquitoes, reports The Sun. And experts warn the pain of a bite from one of these mega mosquitoes can feel like you're being stabbed with a needle, which can bite through clothing and are immune to regular insect repellent. Inmates at Walton County, Florida jail volunteered to clean the debris left in the wake of Michael, the strongest hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in more than a decade, reports Fox News. The oldest and largest psychiatric hospital in Florida was left inaccessible as Hurricane Michael carved its path across the panhandle, knocking out power and ripping buildings to shreds. By Thursday morning, rescue groups were dropping pallets of food and water to the facility via helicopter to aid the 975 residents and about 325 staff at Florida State Hospital in Chattahoochee, reports the Miami Herald. In a freewheeling meeting in the Oval Office, Kanye West, an African-American rapper, visited with the candidate whom he voted for in the 2016 presidential election.
You're in the Oval Office. Okay. How does it feel to be in the Oval Office?
Oh, it is good energy in this.
Isn't it good energy?
It's good energy.
It's a great place. What Kanye's doing has been incredible.
The rapper explained why many blacks are drawn to the Democratic Party.
People expect that if you're black, you have to be Democrat. Welfare is the reason why a lot of black people end up being Democrat. The fathers lose the jobs and they say, we'll give you more money for having more kids in your home.
West would not be intimidated by his liberal friends about wearing his red Trump hat, which declares, make America great again.
They tried to scare me to not wear this hat, my own friends. But this hat, it gives me power in a way. It was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman.
Black people have an issue with the word again. So I actually brought some hats in that have a bit of a transition. I made a hat that says make America great. I would love to see at the Super Bowl, Trump wearing the Make America Great hat. We are one unit. We are one country. And we need to stop working on red and blue. It's like a gang again.
Kanye West unashamedly touted his support for the president.
Trump is on his hero's journey right now. He might not have expected to have, like Kanye West, support. But best believe, we are going to make America great.
God has answered the prayers of thousands of Worldview listeners.